Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Mother is a message, got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Jim Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your emperor, the one that's here to serve you. I am your advocate, the one you need, and your advisor, the one you want. Yes, welcome to the Care to Read Room. We're glad to have you. And to all my old friends, I say, what's up? And to those new friends, I say, Habari Ghani, have a seat. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have been helping babies from the bench, working to give the best practices for the judge as well as for the attorneys. And we have been featuring what visitation rights should be for fathers, been talking about those students and children in foster cares and how to access services for your children if you've lost parental rights. And ladies and gentlemen, we slightly deviated from our program a bit because we're trying to regroup to get all of our prospective co-hosts lined up. Now, I've been in conference all day today working with some of the Junior Achievement people who are going to be appearing on the show to talk to you about the program on a Junior Achievement perspective. We've been talking about how we can implement and work with those projects that work with entrepreneurism for junior achievers. And these are for youngsters who are developing their own goal and objective for starting their own corporation. And we're going to have a number of different speakers talk about the project. One of them is Roz, and we also will be having Vicky as well. And those two ladies, along with one other gentleman, will be spearheading our partnership with Junior Achievement. As you know, we did a whole segment on Junior Achievement, but we want to bring them in under our parent information section to talk more about dealing with entrepreneurism. As I told you earlier, Mr. Ron Sr. was not able to continue on the project, so we are now having Junior Achievement head up that segment. And we talked about all the great things that we could do in the school system. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, and teachers and students, you want to understand that Junior Achievement is already in the state of Indiana and is currently alive and well. So for some of you students who are in the Northern Indiana School District, Gary, Indiana, you can access Junior Achievement. However, we are creating a more enhanced program from the perspective of the African American, and our whole goal is to close the gap of disparity and to let African Americans step in and be a part of something that they can do for themselves. And so I've been busy working on that, but not to deter from our topic of helping babies from the bench. We still are going to be engaged in working with helping babies from the bench. And we also have a segment of the show where there are two representatives from the 0 to 3 who are also going to be featured on our show talking about the programs that are geared up in each state and that are federally funded that works with babies from the bench. And we should have them coming on board to talk with us in about 2 weeks. But nevertheless, Junior Achievement will finally be here next week, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm rather happy about that. I figure we accomplished something today. Now, because it is that Whoop It Up Day Friday, you know, the one where we like to do our line dance and move all the chairs back and slide to the right and slide to the left, I'm going to start it off right today. As soon as we finish our acknowledgement of praise and worshiping, we will get right into the discussion of things. I'm just going to give you a summary today, and I do have a bit of a lecture to give you, but we're going to dance as well. So get your dancing shoes on. Go ahead, on, little G, put on those dancing shoes. I'm not talking about those gym shoes. I'm talking about the ones that help you to slide across the floor. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, let us go to station identification because we know we're winners, and what we have to do is pull ourselves together and tell ourselves from time to time that we are winners. You know that? Come on now. We are winners. Tell yourself you're a winner. Stand up and stand to your feet.
Y'all ready? Say yes!
Come on, please.
Climbing up the ladder, moving up to your higher self, trying to escape the flesh and go into the spirit. Now let us approach the throne of grace and go with thanksgiving, with our hands facing up as if we are in a position for receiving. As we go over to the talking care room, we know that our petitions have to be made known to Ola Dulamare, the Godhead. And we also acknowledge Ola Dulamare by thanking God for everything that he has done for us, or we don't say he, it could be a she, because there is no gender in God. But we thank God for everything that he has allowed us to have in our lives. We acknowledge him, give him much acknowledgement. And we also thank our ancestors, because we know our ancestors are the guiding force between us and God, and they have access to the higher force. They have access to God, and we know that they can carry our blessings and our requests to God. Now, we do not worship ancestors. We commune with them, asking them to recycle themselves to the circle of life and to come back home and to be with us. It is very, very important that we should acknowledge ancestors. We'd be a damn fool if we refuse to acknowledge ancestors. We're the sum total of why they came. And because we are here, they are coming out to test and to see if we are fulfilling the promise of the hope of glory that they left here on earth. Therefore, we are not absent from our loved ones. We are still connected in the spirit. And as I teach you these things, please do these things in like manner as you commune with your ancestors. We are communal people. And because we believe in reconnecting our family back, we call our ancestors back today. As your hands are facing up, I will synchronize my vital signs with yours. And as you make your petition known, you know that the veil was torn. You don't need me to go before the throne of glory and the throne of grace. You can make your request because the ultimate sacrifice was made so that you and I could come boldly before the throne. And as we come boldly before the throne, we take deep breaths, breathing in and out, breathing in to synchronize our vital sign, breathing out frustration, breathing in exhilaration, and asking God to take parental right over our minds and soul and allow our third eye to be open as we begin to see and hear clairvoyantly, audio clairvoyant, to be able to hear what someone is not saying. Help us, Father, every day that we acknowledge who you are and give you the praise and glory because we lean not on our own understanding. We ask you, God, to direct our path and ask you that you will open our spiritual consciousness so that every day we are pressing towards the mark. Help us to press towards the mark so that we will accomplish that which is intended. Now, as I go before the throne, I must wash my hands and face so that I don't greet my ancestors with a stale face. And as I make sure my face and hands are clean, I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit to help her light her way home. I said, Mother, come quickly. And may this light give you vision. I light a candle for my father. And I say, Father, here's a candle to bridge the gap so that you may be able to see through all the tunnels. I light a candle for my father's spirit. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father's spirit and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe, libations. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe, libations. I pour libation finally to the west, and I say, Ashe. And I always remember to pour water to the ground so that it will be fertile, and wherever it hits the ground, it will take up root and grow. And I say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do this in like manner periodically so that you are fertilizing the four cardinal directions. And water has no enemy. It knows no enemy. It is neutral. So therefore we use water because it has a neutral ground. And make sure you are replenishing your 9 glasses of water on your altar. And from time to time, go to your altar and make your petitions known. And keep 2 white candles on your altar in the event that you want to go in and fellowship with your individual ancestors. Call their name out, my dear, Big Daddy, Papa, Aunt Clara, Aunt Essie, Aunt Ruby, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy P. Harvey, Eugene Lilly, Sam Lilly, J. George Lilly. Call their names out, ladies and gentlemen. Call their names out. Call their names and tell them you miss them and tell them that you haven't forgotten about them. It is up to the living, ladies and gentlemen, to stay in touch with the deceased. And they're not dead. They are merely asleep, but their spirits can never die. Their spirits are left behind so that we can reconnect with them. And they're in the atmosphere, and their vibration is there, ladies and gentlemen. So why don't you capture the vapor and get in contact with the vibrations? You know that energy is nothing but a vibration. And know that your loved ones have been trying to make contact with you. They want to provide for you. They want to petition the throne of glory to make requests for you. They want to give you the desires of your heart. You must understand that there is no other force on this earth that is trying to get things to you like your ancestors are. You would be a damn fool if you didn't acknowledge them. And don't do it because Omi said so. Do it because your ancestors have never left you. They are still in the atmosphere waiting for you to call their name, waiting for you to remember them. So why don't you call their name? Call their name right now and remind them that they are still a part of the circle of life. And as they reunite with you, remember to tell them what's been going on in your family and ask them to intercede and to open every door for jobs for you, to open doors for you to give you favor. Ask them to help your son, Terrell, to have the doors opened for him. Ask them to guide your younger son, William, and give him reasoning and giving him direction, and that he won't lean on his own understanding, and that he will make good decisions. Ask those ancestors to go before them and to make sure that they're intervening on their best behalf, and to put a hedge up around your loved ones and for protection, and to keep a hedge around your family and you. They'll do it for you. All you have to do is start talking to them as if you're talking to people like me and other people around you. Continue to talk to them every day and acknowledge that they have never left you and they will be with you. Now, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to say a prayer for the family. Father, as the families that are represented here today bow their heads, Father, know that they're bowing their head not in shame but in gratefulness, being grateful to the things that you've done for us, and also reminded of the fact that we have all been bought with a price and we have a debt to pay to society. Help us to be mindful of the fact that we are not our own, that we owe a debt back to society. And with our very lives, we are careful to every day to give something back to the universe. Help us to even to reconnect with the universe, because I am the coyote and I am the wolf and I am the bear. Help me to be mindful of the fact that we are to commune with the ancestor world as well as with the animal world, because nature is connected to us. Help us to understand that families are precious to God, and that as we offer every family back up for dedication on behalf of God, that God will renew the families and it will strengthen the families, and help us to be more than leaders, God. Help us to be servants. Help us to give something back to our community, and help us to be a steadfast individual, believing that God has already won the war and that now all we have to do is to not lean on our own understanding, but allow God to direct our path. We thank you, Father, for what you've done for the families, for what you've already done and what you will be doing. We thank you and give you all the glory, and we say to God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going on that talking cure with me. I'd like to thank you for being a part of the communal worshiping. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we do that on a regular basis. And I've been telling you about the fact that babies are very precious to God, and because they cannot stand up for themselves, we as advocates have to advocate for these babies. And what we've been doing in this room is advocating from the bench, trying to speak to lawyers and to those judges about what's best practices for babies. We've been speaking about it till I'm blue in the face. Even now, I'm tired of speaking about it, and I wonder if I'm sounding on deaf ears. I want those lawyers to call in and call in from wherever you might be. And if you have pro bono hours that you can give to the families here, please do call in at 646-478-4444. 0270. And we would like for you to come in and talk about your profession as a lawyer and how you plan on giving something back to the African American community. You know that degree is not your own. It belongs to the community. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand that when we get these credentials, we have an obligation to give something back to our community. We don't get the degrees on our own for ourselves. It is for the benefit of our race. Now, as you uphold your race, like every other race does, African Americans, we're the only ones that want to do for everyone but ourselves. We've got to learn how to go into our own kitchens and our own bedrooms and shut the door and do for self. Because the only way African Americans are going to better themselves and to advance themselves, they must be able to recognize the error within their own community and make the correction. Nobody's going to come out of the sky to help you and I. And there's no sweet pie in the by and by that we're waiting for Jesus to bring. We're going to have to do this thing for ourselves, African American. Now, there's so many of us who are stuck on religion and stuck on being stupid. We first must acknowledge that we are Africans. That is the question, to be or not to be Africans. Once you discover that your primordial responsibility is to have a culture and not a heritage, out of your culture will stem your religions. You do not have to create religion and find religion. It will find you. Once you find your culture, out of your culture will come theology and religion and philosophy and reasoning. It all comes from one source, ladies and gentlemen. The Africans don't dissect religion from philosophy and reasoning. It is all stemmed and born from the same substance. As you learn more about your customs and tradition, you will automatically learn that you are a creature of dance. You are a creature of song. That makes you a worshiper, just as David was a worshiper. As a matter of fact, David worshipped so much, he danced out of his clothes. That is how much he gave praise and acknowledgement to God Almighty. You must understand that it is quite all right for Africans to love the Lord to the point of praising him from sunup to sundown. We must be careful that we don't pick up the chaotic music, because it has been designed to destroy our medulla oblongata, so we cannot hear from the spirit. We must be careful that that chaotic music doesn't destroy our thought process. We have to make sure that the lyrics are clean and healthy so that we can have EYPELU, good character and good conduct. What you feed yourself off of and what diet you take in will determine the kind of outcome of a person you will be. And young men and young women, don't be so quick to jump into anybody's music just because you know Africans ought to know rhythm. You ought to know rhythm, but the chaotic part of it, you have to be careful, because chaos bring about destruction to the mind. And our minds we must cultivate, ladies and gentlemen. That is why I take the time to come on this air frequently to talk to you about cultivating your mind and about examining the thought process. And be careful what you take into your spirit. Whatever you take into your spirit, examine it. And go behind words, go behind my words, and examine them to make sure I'm leading you on a path of righteousness. And I want you to understand that it is very important that somebody takes the responsibility for the children. The children have to be at the center of everything we do. No matter how well you're doing, until I find out how the child is faring, the house is not in order. That is why I ask, how are the children? Because if the children are doing well in the African setting, then we know the house is in order. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get our house in order, we'll be concerned about these babies who are going through the penal institution and the foster care programs. We'll be concerned enough to have a voice to speak out against injustice of abuse that is happening to our infants and toddlers. Now, the judges know that that is quite a job to do, and sometimes they might not have the skills or knowledge of what is best practice for infants and toddlers. We provided quite a bit of literary material so the judges can access that material. Now, we want those lawyers to also go out there and access that material so that they can make the proper decision about what is best for infants and toddlers. Now, those fathers that are still seeking visitation right, you ought to follow the judge's recommendation for the visitation, making sure that you complete all process of paperwork. Now, foster care homes, I am cautioning you, if you take these children in, please do not abuse them. Please do not take them in just for that filthy lucre. Be a real parent if you cannot give them back to the organization. Do not further destroy those children's minds, because children can be warped in the process of going through the judicial system. We do not want to see our children destroyed. They are part of us. And if we don't realize that our ancestorship will create those children who are born in this world, they recycle them back to us. Now, if you're looking for the one, look in the eyes of a child and ask the child, are you the one? Because therein lies the Jesus that you're looking for. There is no Jesus coming out of the sky other than your children being recycled to you. That's why a child is so precious. And a child's mind, it's a terrible thing for a child's mind to be wasted. So why don't you give in to advocacy and be a volunteer to work with helping and assisting children from the womb to the tomb, from birth to age 5 years old. It's very important that you give your input, professionals, if you're out there, occupational therapists, physical therapists, social workers, and also caseworkers, if you're out there, and CASA workers, if you're out there, you ought to call in and talk about your experience in working with infants and toddlers. You can dial that number. It's 646-478-0270. Now, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I was just going to give an overview, and for those people who would like to call in, the phone lines are now open, and we're going to open them up for discussion, and you can call in. And ladies and gentlemen, also, if you would like to call in and be a part of the discussion, go right ahead. In the meantime, I think DJ Quick is in the audience, and I know he said he was going to be dropping by, and I'm going to see if he's out there. And if he is, I know we're going to be ready to roll. Do you have your dancing shoes on? If you don't, take some time and go get your dancing shoes. I'm going to check with DJ Quick and see if he's in the room and if he's ready to roll, because somebody came here to get their inhibition off and their frustration off, and somebody came here to see if they can figure this thing out and work it out. Well, come right in and try to work this thing out. I'm going to go station identification, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come right back because I'm looking for DJ Quick. I want to see if he's in the room and if he's ready to roll. Stay tuned, station identification.
Well, Mother is a message. Stop to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
DJ Quick is here now.
I got that feeling.
house and we're ready to rock. Come on, DJ Cool.
Try harder in a relationship. And sometimes that happens in a marriage.
Sometimes you can get those old fogey husbands to come back around and say, I want to be married again, and I want to do right by my spouse. And sometimes they want to come home, and they want to make allowances and say, would you forgive me? My question is, how many of you women out there are willing to forgive those husbands who might have been missing in action and are absent without leave, A-double-O-L? How many of you out there willing to allow your husbands to come back home again and to make amends and to change your attitude? Because you all have to do some changing. He might need to change his spending habits and the way he blows money, but you may have to change your attitude towards him and be able to forgive. I didn't say forget, but forgive. How many of you are out there that's willing to make those changes all in the name of love? Yeah, you're going to have to do some things for love, and you're going to have to do some things for the family. And if you're out there, why don't you pick up the phone and call those digits at 646-478-0270. If you're in the audience and you are considering going back to your husband or getting back with your old man and rehashing the situation and said, baby, I was wrong. Baby, I take the blame for what happened in this relationship. I want to make a change. Some of these relationships broke up under the understanding of simple things that can be amended. There's nothing wrong with swallowing your pride and saying, it was me. I'm busted. It was me. I apologize. I'm sorry. Can you accept my apologies? More people than not are so prideful, they don't want to admit that they were wrong, and they won't admit it openly. Now, don't wait till the other person in your household throws you out, man, and you say, well, I can't get along there, and they don't want me there, so I guess I'll go home. Don't wait till that situation happens, and then you go back home acting as if you apologize and wanting to accept the woman back, but you're really going home because you got thrown out. Now, just be honest and said, I couldn't get along there, and I probably was a problem here, so it's me. Yes, it's me, oh, Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. Somehow you're going to have to be empathetic. That's what makes African Americans different from other races. We have the ability to forgive and to love. That's what makes us so different. We are so easy to forgive, and we are givers by nature. And guess what, women? The man's natural gift is to give to you. He ultimately wants to give to you. Even though you don't think so, you might think that the man's always taking from you. But his nature is to give to you. But you've got to let him give something to you. Don't go doing everything for yourself. Talking about, I can do this for myself. I'm a woman. I can do this for my. He knows you're a woman. You don't have to overdo it by making him think that you can do you too. He wants to be the one. Let him be a part of your life. And it's not natural for a woman not to desire a man. So quit letting people tell you, baby, you don't need no man. You can do this for yourself. Don't let nobody tell you that. Some of the things in life you can't do alone, and you do need a significant other to do them with. One in particular is to make love and to share love with someone. You can't do that for yourself. And please don't tell me you're doing it with the same sex. The main thing you must understand is that sure, it's hard to say I was wrong. Sure, it's hard to say forgive me. But when you make that effort and attempt to say forgive you, things will change in your life as well as your children's life and the people around you. Sometimes we're so puffed up with pride and boastfulness that we don't know how to cry the thing out. That's right. It's okay to shed some tears because, see, tears have power, and they're very powerful in the sight of your man. When they know you are crying and shedding tears, it can soften their heart and change them. Now, I want to see those phone lights light up now, and I know we've got some followers out there in this room because I counted 34 of them, to 38 to be exact. So where are my followers? I'm looking for the followers right now, and if they want to, they can come in now and light up those phone lines. I get so many calls for, I'm on the air right now. You could come on, I'm on the air, and I rush to go on the air to hear them. I want you to rush right in here with that same effort to listen to Omi and support me. You can dial those numbers now, 4780270. Come on in, followers. I'm looking for your support. Now, we've got to be good judges of character, and we've got to know when a man is sincere or not. And we can't be played for no fool, women. Don't let them catch you up in the foolishness of catching you up over and over again, telling you the same lie. You got to be a good discerner of people who are lying to you. And sometimes the men that think you love them will lie to you the most. Don't let them do it. Let them know that you're going to stop them right dead in their tracks because you know they're lying. And tell them that you see it and you can hear it between their teeth that they're lying out of their nostrils. And just let them know. Because, see, when you base a relationship on lies, it has no foundation. It's got to be something based on a solid ground. Now, for those of you who are looking to get your significant others back and your good thing has left and you don't think they're coming back, they'll come back when you least expect it. Maybe when you done found another man and you're deciding to get hitched up with him, they'll show up. And they'll just be just as sweet as pie and looking at you with them googly eyes like you've been waiting on them all the time and have not considered anybody else in your life. Sometimes they think that you are just made for them and that you won't go on with your life. And that's a horrible thing, to sit and wait and not go on with your life. Women, you do not want to be old maids. You want to continue your life. I know the good book says that you're not to be out there flirting around and going to bed with other men. You don't want to do that. You want to remain decent. But at the same time, you want to let that man know you're not going to wait on him eternally. You let him know from your perspective just how far you're going to go and how long you're going to wait for him to get it together. After you've given him his instruction, be true to yourself. Follow through with what you say you're going to do. But I want you to understand that you can have a honeymoon. If you can appeal to that man and appeal to him in a way that he's made a change for you, if a man will change his religion, then he loves you. And you know that's when a man loves you. I once made a man change his religion, and I knew he loved me. When he came to me and said, look, I'm getting baptized. It was almost like Kizzy when she says, I's married now. It reminded me of him telling me, look, I'm doing something you wanted me to do. I'm getting baptized. And boy, was that a sight to see. I was more pleased for him than anything, so that he could come out of the world and he can get the world out of him. Women, when you can get men to make alterations in their lives, sometimes they just want to make you happy. But they seem to think that you are taking away their life when you're not allowing them to have their own way about things. Give them a few things. Give in to some things. Don't take everything away from a man. Give him something that he think he might have come up with. Make the decision and give him the idea and make him think he came up with the idea and then support it. We got to find ways of getting along with each other. We've got to find ways of being able to have relationships. What we're suffering from the most today is we do not have a handle on relationship. And that is so bad. It is terribly bad. And every man that finds that he's your buddy, your friend, then he thinks that the next step must be intercourse and interrelationship. It doesn't have to be that way. You can have many friends that are of the opposite sex who are your friends, and you have a union together for other reason, not just for appropriating and for sex. We've got to get that out of our mind, and we've got to understand that friendships are very, very royal, and you have to cultivate friendships. Even if you're not with your significant others, you got to stay friends with them. Because you are now an individual, a human being, and once they come to their senses, they'll see that you're a nice person and that they want to be with you. You must first learn to be friends with each other before you start talking about going to bed and cultivating sex. Once you learn to like one another and enjoy being with each other, then you will come around to talk to that person just because you like the way they sound, just because you like the way they think. And boy, do they appeal to your appetite and how they philosophize. Most people don't realize that we're drawn to one another for different psychic reasons. And sometimes you're drawn without even giving away to the fact that you're trying to be interested. Your body just yields to that person and just connects with that person. Now, you don't have to call it a soulmate. You might have never gone to bed with each other. You just have interest in each other, and you appeal to the things that the other person does. So what is wrong with that? Nothing. It's very important to cultivate friendships and relationships. It's very important to have quality friends. I don't mean somebody that you're friends to just because you can get things out of them or they provide you with stuff and things. You don't predicate a relationship on how much stuff and things can I get out of you. It should not be based on what we can take away from the table, but how we can enhance our relationship with ourselves and how we can broaden our perspective on life. So I want to caution you ladies to make a special effort to get along with those significant others out there. Boy, men are just under the impression that black women are the hardest women in the world to get along with. And you know what, women? Sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. We don't understand that a couple of centuries ago, these men were wooing us, and we were flattered, and we were just in our heaven just listening to the sweet things and the sweet nothings that they were saying in our ear. And that's all we wanted to hear. How good we look. How good we smell. Oh, don't you walk so fine. We just wanted to hear those things. And we were taken, overtaken by those things. And nothing else didn't matter. But now we've got to make it so complicated, women. We've got to make it so complicated because we're always talking about how much money do you have? And do you have one of them IRAs? And do you have a bank account? Do you have a pension? And do you have a 401k? So we all up in the man's business about his income. Woman, don't you know if a man love you, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no river wide enough, and ain't no valley low enough to keep that man from getting a J-O-B to take care of you. He will get a job to take care of what he loves. So why don't you give the man a chance? Let him take some time to get to love you. And all of the above will follow: the income, the taking care of you, the finance. He will secure you. A man knows that he can't love anything that he doesn't secure. So once he begins to love you, he will find ways of taking care of you, and he won't want welfare to take care of you because he knows that's his job. Now, why don't you take me up on it, ladies and gentlemen? If you don't believe me, call in, and I will talk with you right now, because relationships must be built. And African women, you're going to have to come down off your high horse and stop talking about it's the man, it's the man, it's the man. And then look at yourself first and see if there's anything you can change within your own character. I know I have, because sometimes we can have some mean spirits, and our words could be so cutting that we could cut the man up with a knife without even knowing it. And we look around and the man is gone, and you say, what did I say? Our mouths are so sharp. Our tongues are so short. We don't realize the man is already beaten down and he's sensitive. We've got to watch what we say. And we got to couple it with love and kindness and sweetness and a little honey. And even if we don't mean it, we say it so that the man can feel good about himself and lift himself up. I know what I'm talking about because I'm a woman. And sometimes we can get in our ways and we talk to a man, and he feels like we're disrespecting him because he's looking for honor. Now, for those men out there that are looking for honor, I want you to call in right now. Call in now. Stay tuned. Going to stay that
VA.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We want those men to call in now.
Thank you.
like sometimes. The chili tea. Us and Jam.
Men, if you're out there in the audience, we want you to call in right now and express your opinion about your relationships. What is happening in your life? Are you tired of fooling with African-American women because they don't know how to talk to you, you think? And are you under the impression that women could be a little bit more gentle in their tone and a little bit more kinder? If you're out there in the audience, why don't you call in at 646-478-0270. This is always Sisters, Always Friends, and you've got your Omiyika 7 live in the house calling on you sisters to call in. If those men don't know what you want, sister, and they're constantly twiddling their fingers and cannot communicate and are stuck on communication and need a little help, call in and express your opinion about how we can help these men to develop their character so that they will be better communicators. That number, once again, is 646-478-0270. And all of my followers, if you're out there, please call in and force your opinion. And Dino Dean, my main man, if you're out there, please call in and give us some input in here, because we need to hear from the house so the house can be in order. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting for the men to call in. And while we do that, we're going to station identification. Come on and call in, man. Another topic here that I'm not familiar with, but we're going to call those men out there again. Come on, men. We're asking you to come to the phone lines. This is Omiyika 7. Would like to talk to you about what kind of problems are you having with your significant other, those women that you're trying to get back into their lives and you're trying to start your relationship over. What are some of the things you suggest you do, and how can you make that change so that things will work now that you're trying for a second time? These are for those second time around lovers who are attempting to reunite with their significant others and looking at what can we do to make the changes so the second time around is better. I'd like for you to light those phone lines up now. And the missus that's out there, you're just sitting and twiddling your thumbs, and you may be angry, and you refuse to come down off your high horses, and you won't forgive them, and you won't forget. Well, you're going to be a lone woman, I'm just telling you. You're going to be alone for a long time, because there's many other women that will love your men if you won't. So I'm telling you to forgive. You don't have to forget, but forgive and try to work things out and try to bring those relationships back into harmony. That's what it's all about the second time around, bringing the relationships back in harmony. You remember, men, what it took to get that woman? It's going to take the same thing to keep her. And if you have to make some changes in your life, go ahead on and make those changes. And women, I want to tell you one thing. You do not have to skip on the clothes just to find a man. Don't reveal everything you got just to find a man. You can cover up, I know you can, and still get the same effect of men looking at you like they desire you. You want a man to desire you, I know, because all women do, but you don't have to reveal everything to a man. So why don't you call in, women, and talk about the men that you're trying to get straightened out for the second time, and you're trying to help them, and you're on your last draw, and you don't know what to do. The preacher can't help you, and you've gone to all these counselors, and now you need help with how to fix this relationship. What do? You call in the Care to Read. That's what you do, and you talk to Omi. This is your Omi. I am your advisor, and I am your advocate, so you can call in and talk to Omi. I am here to talk with you. Stay tuned. We're going to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere.
It's D.A.
on the track, man.
Now, some of you have only been with the same man all of your life, and you've never even made an attempt to go find another man. And you ought to make an effort to try to get that relationship back together. You can't seem to find anyone that fits your fancy and that will put up with you, or you can't put up with anybody else. Then go back home and tell that woman you're sorry, man, and tell her you want to make a change, and tell her that she can do it because she's the only one that can get you to get up out of bed in the morning. And she's the only one that can inspire you. And tell her how much you love her. Go ahead on. Tell her, I love you, baby. I've always loved you, and I've never stopped loving you. Sometimes we don't wait to tell somebody something until it's too late. We wait and stand over their casket crying about, I did love that man. He just didn't know it. Don't wait to tell him when he's dead. Tell him while he's alive. And men, give your women their flowers while they're alive. Don't wait till they're dead and gone, and then you go standing over her tombstone crying, drinking a bottle of Wild Irish Rose, saying, I did love you, but I never got to tell you I loved you. Loving somebody means showing them. It's an action verb. Don't wait until it's too late. And if you're by yourself and you're 50 or 60 years old and you're coming up on that 60 mark and you talking about you finna go out here and find you another good thing, you better go back and get the one you had and dust it off and fix it up and then tell them how bad you were and how bad you messed up the relationship and how you're going to change. There's nothing wrong with swallowing your pride and going back to your significant other and saying, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Don't judge me, but give me another chance. Just like the song says, you need another chance. You need another opportunity. And opportunity only knocks twice. So when it knocks twice, will you be ready to answer that door? You need to get yourself together. Number one, while you're waiting to go back to that significant other, clean yourself up. Get yourself together. Get those toenails cut back that she don't like and go and get yourself together. Get a haircut and go and get those fingernails done, woman, and get yourself together and braid you some hair or weave you some hair. Do what you got to do to fix yourself up, to make yourself look like you've been advancing yourself. Don't come walking in with your house shoes on, hair up on top of your head, looking like you ain't just getting out of bed. You got to make some changes. Let that man know what he's been missing. And man, let that woman know what she's been missing too. So y'all got to do something about this now, because we got far too many divorces and far too many reunions of the second time around marriages. This segment has been brought to you by Always Sisters, Always Friends. And I'm going to see if I can get DJ Rock on the air again so he can show us how to roll. Hold tight, family. That's right. You can call in on those phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. Those phone lines are now open. You can call right in. Stay tuned.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Surely we had tried, but we all live right there in Africa. confuse us when all is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring a little jazz to you now.
I'm the same man who bought all those clothes that you wear. He said, I know you must think I'm a fool, but if that's what it takes to keep your little fine face, he said, I don't mind, I sure don't mind. Mister, I don't mind being your fool. But tell me one thing, mister. What is it you got that I don't have? And what do you do that I don't do that make us stay out all night long for me? Y'all, I froze like a block of ice. I didn't know what to say to him. Before I knew it, y'all, these words came to my mind. I said, it ain't what you got, it's how you use it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to have to call Mr. Jones in here because he will help you do your job if you need him. We don't want to have to call Mr. Jones in here. Now, we want to go back to the phone lines again, and if you haven't already locked in that dial 646-478-0270, you ought to lock in those dials, young men, and you young women, call in and tell me about it. I want to hear about it. This is Always Sisters, Always Friends, and we're talking about renewing old-time relationships for a second time around. What are you doing about those relationships that you've just been sitting there waiting and your estranged husband has been gone for a long time and now you don't know what to do about it? I want you to call those digits and dial in and we'll talk about it. We're going to help you try to work things out. Now, I wish there was somebody that could have did this for me and assisted and aided me. And I would like the same thing returned. If you are out there and you need help trying to decide what can you do to start coming off and up under the rubbish and making a change in your relationship, this year you don't want to be alone for Christmas. This year you don't want to be alone for your birthday. You want to renew relationships. You want to bring them back into order. And you want to change your wicked ways. And don't tell me you don't have any, because we all do. We all have some stubborn ways that we won't get out of or walk away from. Just walk away from it. Just let it go. Because all in the name of love, it'll be worth it to bring that relationship back into subjection and start on it all over again. And I'm talking to you from this perspective because this is Always Sisters. And I don't have my counterpart with me today, my co-host, so I could bounce off on. So you're getting it live from Omi, bringing it straight to your bedroom. Can I talk to you for a second? Can I come into your bedroom and sit down and talk to you? Don't tell me about the many nights that you've cried yourself to sleep, wishing that you hadn't said those mean and ugly things to your significant other. And don't tell me how every time you get that man in your arms, you said, the next time he's in my arms again, this time I'll love him forever. I know you said that. The next time I'll love him forever. But then when you get him in front of you, you're arguing, you're fussing, you're reminding him of all the old things he did, and then you let that opportunity go right out the window. And you beat yourself up for it the next couple of months. Now, this time when you're in his arms, I want you to tell him exactly what you want him or her to say. I want you to look him in the eye and tell them, it was me. And I apologize for the things I've done. I take responsibility for my inappropriate behavior. And if you give me one more chance, I can show you how I can better myself. Now, if it's something that you need to change, don't lie to your significant other and tell her you're going to change it. If you're not, if you've made your mind up you're not going to change it, tell her you're not. Tell her I'm not going to stop the gambling, but I would like for you to give me a little allowance every now and then so I can go over to the poker game and I can play. And I can adjust my number of days that I go, and I'll cut down on the money, but I just have to wing myself off slowly. Then you might say, fine, go ahead, darling, but eventually I want you to get some help for that little behavior problem you have, and I want you to seek out counseling. And then you can meet each other halfway. Then maybe he could take you to that casino and take you into the dining hall and feed you real good and put you up in a hotel while he goes down and play a little poker. Is that even enough? Is that square deal? You got to meet each other somewhere halfway. Okay, mother. If sometimes you have to go out with the girls and play bingo and you like to hang out with your girls, then you have to understand that it wasn't your girls that you married, but a man who needs you and who needs to spend valuable time with you. You just have to tell those girls that I have a husband and I have to tend to him and I can't hang out with you as if I'm single. You've got to get your priorities right, woman, because if you don't, you're going to have confusion in your home. And you'll have your man leaving you, going away, and you'll wonder what happened. We've got to learn how to get our man and keep our man. Women, you got to understand, they are so sensitive. The least little thing you do to cut him up with words, he's wounded. You got to go and suture those wounds and bring him home and talk to him and let him know that we're quick to use our words, because we don't know how to physically fight him. In the flesh, we will fight him with words. And sometimes we're more sharper with our words than we ought to be. Relationships are very important, ladies and gentlemen, and don't you forget it. African American, it is more so important with you, because when we came up from slavery, all we had was each other. We didn't have these jobs. We didn't have these fine Lexuses and BMWs and Mercedes Benz. We didn't have that fine, fine country club membership. We couldn't even attend the golf club area. So we didn't have all that stuff. All we had was each other. I want you to pretend like you don't have all this stuff now. Give it all back. All in the name of reuniting with your significant other. If it hinders you from having a relationship, give it all back. Because a relationship is far more important than these material things. And honey, sometimes you can make a man so disgusted because you've got every little tinker toy there is, and you've got the jobs to go with it. Do you imagine what a man feels like when he sees you all suited up and going to a classy job at the corporate office, and you turn your nose up at him as if he hasn't arrived? Try to remember back in the slavery days when all you had was each other, and he supported and protected your parents throughout the slave movement. Try to remember that sometimes they'll give the women all these things so that they can distract them from the black man. But we belong to the black man, woman. I want you to know that. And the black man belongs to us. And don't get it twisted. It's not about your new fine fancy boyfriend on the job that happens to be Caucasian. He can care less about that. And because he's putting bankrolls in your bank account, don't let a person buy you and put you in their back pocket. You've got to come out of these material things and got to know that a man doesn't have to have a BMW, a black man working. You can take a good man with good character and good conduct, and he can be made into something. I'm not telling you to make the man over. I'm telling you to be patient with him until he finds the opportunity. And the opportunity does knock more than one time. So give him a second chance and give him a chance to help him get on his feet so that you can lay in his arms at night and let him secure you. And I don't think that no money or amount of money or cars can secure you like a black man's arms can. So why don't you try it, woman? Why don't you try it? And if you're not afraid, why don't you try it today and test that thing out and come in here and talk to Omi and tell me how it went. Because you have to take one day at a time in building your relationships and pulling them back together. Because this is always friends talking to you. Because I have issues myself, and I wouldn't tell you anything that I wouldn't do. I have to eat of this message myself. Because I know that sometimes we do not like to look at our errors and our problems, but we do have to acknowledge them and make the change and adjustment. And I want you to do that today. I want you to make that change today, ladies and gentlemen, because it's quite necessary for you to do so. Stay tuned.
I know a little bluebird. I sure wish it would sing for me. I tell y'all, I know a little bluebird. I sure wish it would sing. She's been flying around so long, oh Lord. I wish she would land in my tree. Every time she flies. Yeah. I say every every time she goes by. Oh, I want to kiss her wings, you know why? So we can lock up in a nest together. Oh, I'll buy her pretty things.
Yes, we will. That's why.
Little bluebird, come nest with me.
I better call again a little louder.
Ow!
Lord have mercy, pretty little bluebird.
You're doing right now, because what I'm going to tell you is so soulful, I want you to hear every word that I'm going to say. You see, I stopped to use the telephone just the other day, and that was this young man in the telephone booth, and he was using the phone next to the one that I was using. And he must have been talking to someone that was very, very special to him. Because this cat was rapping some out-of-sight words. I heard him say, he said, "Darling, so you know you mean everything to me." He said, "In fact, you're my whole world." He said, "And if ever I lost you," said, "darling, my whole world would be at an end." He went on to say that he gets such a wonderful feeling whenever they touch. He also said, "See, I get such wonderful sensations whenever I kiss you and you kiss me." "Oh, I know what you're saying," I said. "Old Milton just nosing." But really, I wasn't trying to be nosy. But being in the next telephone booth, I just couldn't help from overhearing his conversation. You know, believe in that old saying that everybody needs somebody sometime. But on the other hand, what's most important is everybody wants to be told that they're needed and loved every once in a while. What I think this young man was trying to get his special someone to understand. The words of this song fit the occasion very perfectly. And I'd just like for you to listen to me as I sing this.